This next one is a special friend. I've been knowing him since, man, I think we were 6 years old, one block away from each other. I think I might have spent the night over his house all the time. He spent the night at my house all the time. We ate pizza together. We played every game you can name. This is a little bit more sentimental for me because, you know, our families were like one. And we watched each other grow up. We walked to Little League Baseball every day. Very competitive. He would say, he would jock all the pictures, the great pitchers of the league. And I'd tell him I hit a home run off all of them, including him. This guy had the best curveball you ever want to see. But I had to talk him into throwing me a fastball in order for me to hit him. And just to share a time we had a game, I think it was an all-star game against each other, two separate teams. And I told him, don't dare throw me a fastball. But I didn't want the curveball, so I was talking that mess, but I didn't want the curveball. He went up there and threw me that curveball. It was a strike. And he snuck a fastball by me. And his big mistake was to try to do another one. My body was just like this as we all watched the ball travel to no man's land. I was known for a little better hitter than most. But this guy right here, he did the same thing. He went up to bat against me. I was pitching. He was swinging the wind like it was no other. And I snuck one by him, and sure enough, he got me. Put miles over the fence as well. So he was always evening it up. It's always side by side. This guy is Torrence Dennis. Now, Torrence holds a distinctive that no one else in this program can claim. As Coach Megan said, he was the first player that he had to take his belt off for to discipline. That was true. And yes, before anybody asks, it's in the books. It's in his book. Now that the book didn't mention any names, it simply tells the stories that share some of the most memorable events that occurred throughout the years with Coach Megan. But if you read the chapter about the road trip to Chillicothe, Ohio, involving a girl in a car, well, let's say that was Torrence Dennis. He was a stud. Despite the youthful adventure, Torrence grew up into the program's most respected players and a longtime member of Coach Megan's baseball family. A few years ago, Torrence called Coach Megan with exciting news. He was getting married in Cancun, Mexico, and wanted Coach to attend the wedding. Then just a few weeks later, then he called back and asked for an even bigger request. He asked Coach to officiate the ceremony. Coach gladly accepted. As Coach often says, I only show up because you're my guy. And by the way, Coach would like everyone to know that he had a wonderful time in Cancun, and he brought his sister with him as well. Thank you for the invitation and for allowing me to be a part of your special occasion. Much love for Michael Megan. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming a longtime player, my best friend, Torrence Dennis. And you tell how we connected at the hips. We did not plan to dress alike today. So let's tell you how this wasn't planned. So he got the memo.
Good people. I am Torrence Dennis. Coach Megan and I met. Coach actually stole three players from another league. And I'm glad that you did. I'm glad you did. Chillicothe, Ohio. Wasn't much to do back then. Play baseball and watch the pretty girls. I came across a pretty girl. Her name was, or is, Kirby Elizabeth James. Oh my God, this girl was gorgeous. Had you been there, you understood what I'm talking about. So this, that's okay. That's all right. I stole away, was Kirby stole me away for about 2 hours, and they couldn't find me. They was looking for me, they couldn't find me. It didn't dawn on me that I had been gone that long. But then the sun had started going down. And I said, hey, I got to get back. I met her parents. It was wonderful. Yeah, it was wonderful. She showed me, just, you know, it wasn't much to do in Chillicothe. So when I got back, everybody was in the parking lot looking for me. And I said, something must be going on. So let me find out what's going on. Pull on up in here. Coach came to me and he says, boy, where you been? I said, Coach, I wasn't gone for that long. And he said, had anything happened to you, what would I tell your mother? At that time, it dawned on me that I had to take responsibility and accountability for myself. And I apologized to him immensely. But the guys that I played ball with, they saw how embarrassed I was. And they talked with me, and we went on about our day. But Coach, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being such a mentor to me and the rest of the guys. You know, we've come a long way. The program has come a long way. And without you, it wouldn't have happened. I thank you for being a father figure to me. My mother, she talked about you all the time. Bless her rest of her soul. You know, and we love you. We too, and I thank you. I thank you for taking the time out to come and officiate with me and my queen. I thank you, and I love you. God bless you.
I wrote 2 books. First one, Game Changers, Birth of Negro League Baseball, Ruth Foster. And then my second one was The Diary of a Coach, 40 Years of Just Can't Tell It All. Now that's my 40 years of coaching. Now don't y'all worry sitting here, because it didn't say no names. It just gave a count of events that happened over my 40 years. So I ain't giving no names, but you know when you read it if it's you or not. And if you don't, when you get to that chapter about Chillicothe, Ohio, that was Torrance Dennis. That was Torrance. He the only player that I took my belt off to in this program. Matter of fact, I had to become a co-po on him. I came 5-0. I had to pull out my billy club on him down there. Then I ain't gonna tell, I can't tell the whole story because I can't take 10 minutes like that. But he begged me not to tell his mama about that trip. And to this day, I haven't told his mama about it.
Thank you.
Just told.
And when you get to Wisconsin and the midnight ride with the imitation of Stevie Wonder, that was him. Singing My Cherie in the midnight with dark sunglasses on. That was Eddie Shaw. Read the book. I can't tell it all. I can tell a whole lot of stories. Got to get the book to find out about it. And then this one. This one. Now, I suppose be quicker to the point, but I got to tell a story. We were on a road trip, I think it was in Kansas City, and they running around the pool playing tag and diving in the pool. He dives in the shallow end instead of the deep end.
What?
Put a hole in the bottom of the pool.
What?
He cracked the pool with that blockhead of his. And the hotel wanted to sue me for their pool. I told him it's his head, not mine. I couldn't put it in the book, but it's going to be in the next book. Xavier Byrne. And he was a 13-round draft pick by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Look at that head. and to show you the characters we have, it was Gerard Bowman who came and told me, it's about 4 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Mayden Ralph ain't on the bus. I got off the bus to use the washroom and pull over and get me a break, and Ralph got off, and I didn't know he was off the bus. And I said, boy, go on, sit back down. You know, they act silly all the time on the bus and everything. Go on, sit down. He said, no, Mayden, I'm not shitting you. Rev not on the bus. We had drove 4 hours down the road, had to drive 4 hours back, and still couldn't find him. You got to read the book, but we got home. He had beat us back home. We got